Later, the Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year, the book and the movie that inspired the term. Later in this half hour, Winnipeg fire paramedics on the dangers at those homeless encampments. We focus in on avian flu as another big farm shuts down. Let's start with Anna DeMarco. She's been a physiotherapist for over 30 years, serves as president of the Manitoba Physiotherapy Association. Thanks so very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting me.
There's something curious going on when it comes to funding of physiotherapy clinics and the provincial government. Let's get to that in a moment. But first of all, as I understand it, you go for physiotherapy. A large part of it is covered by your insurance, or it's really out of pocket. How does that all work?
So currently, in the current funding model, there is no private practice funding for physiotherapy. So if you go to a private practice for any ailment that you might have, we are not able to bill any provincial government provider for that. You would have to pay out of pocket or utilize your own private insurance portfolio to pay for that. So what has happened in terms of the publicly funded model, we used to have outpatient departments that would treat a variety of conditions, things like total hip replacement, total knee replacement surgeries, shoulder replacement surgeries, and multiple other, you know, spinal surgery, all of the things that you might have had done. You could then see a physiotherapist in an outpatient department in the hospital. Much of that was cut in 2017. And so Manitobans have been relying on their private health insurance for a great portion of their previously publicly funded healthcare. Things that other provinces do have access to through their provincial funding programs.
So what do you suspect is happening here?
Well, first of all, I do want to say we are so excited that the provincial government has recognized the significance, the importance, the impact of physiotherapy treatment in this particular patient population. We know that we can make a huge difference in the quality of the lives of Manitobans who are having hip replacement surgery, knee replacement surgery. So we are happy that they are deciding to fund some rehab. I think what is happening here, based on, you know, everything is sort of really unfolding quickly here since it was inadvertently leaked. And what we're finding is the government was trying to find the fastest way to provide the service. And so, you know, changing policy is always slow and painful. And so instead, it was deemed that the best way to go might be to find a way to access private clinics and offer, you know, kind of like almost like a proposal system whereby physiotherapy clinics would make a proposal about taking on these patients, and then these patients would be funneled through these particular clinics. Where things went awry is there was no tendering process for this process. It is my understanding the provincial government was wanting to get things done quickly, and so rather than tendering it out, they made a list of criteria. And currently, to be quite honest, I'm not sure how they chose the three clinics that they chose.
So these services are being offered at three clinics, all within Winnipeg. All of them are privately run. Well, you know, when I grew up in rural Manitoba, I'm pretty sure that people that have had surgeries or other issues that need this type of treatment post-op don't all live inside the city. That's just not feasible. Is it?
Right, right. And so that is another one of our big concerns, in fact. So again, the provincial government's explanation of this is that when they looked at the current funding model, they realized that in 2017, when publicly funded outpatient departments were shut down or were very restricted in terms of the services they would continue to provide, there was no change made to those in rural Manitoba. So in theory, if I live in Steinbach, in theory, I have a total hip replacement, in theory, I should be able to access that outpatient department and receive physiotherapy services for that, unchanged since 2017. And that is why rural Manitoba was not made a focus of this initiative. However, when you look at the reality of what's happening rurally is that, first of all, many people who live in rural Manitoba don't live close to a hospital. Or they live close to a hospital that doesn't have an outpatient physiotherapy department, or they live close to a hospital that has an outpatient physiotherapy department where the physio comes once a week for 3 hours and is inundated, and you're only going to get to see them once every 2 months. So it certainly is not equitable access.
So Anna DeMarco, from where you sit as the head of the Manitoba Physiotherapy Association, when you look at outcomes, if I have a total hip or knee replacement and I don't get the physio afterwards, is it going to be as successful? Because to me, this is about quality of life, of course, but also bang for the taxpayer buck. If I'm paying for someone's hip or knee to be replaced, I want them to be as successful as possible.
Absolutely agreed. And certainly we do see that those clients who do access physiotherapy services after their total hip or total knee replacements regain significantly more function. It's not because we're miracle workers. It's because we know how to guide them in that direction. So as long as the client is willing to do the work, the therapist can guide them. And that's really all it takes. And we do know that certainly some knees and hips do run into complications. Those are unforeseen in any surgical process. But for the most part, if you've had a surgical process that went smoothly and then you go to physiotherapy, your chance for best outcomes absolutely exists. In fact, even more so, the science does demonstrate this, that when you are working with someone that you have a strong therapeutic alliance with, so a physiotherapist that perhaps has treated your other knee that got replaced, or that same physiotherapist that perhaps treated your low back pain that came on as a result of your hip being sore and arthritic for 5 years before you got a replacement, that alliance is incredibly powerful in terms of helping to generate a more positive outcome, because the patient is more likely to adhere to an extensive home exercise program that is prescribed by someone that they know and trust.
Less than a minute left. Any communication from the province on where this is all going?
So the good news is that this was a short-term solution, and the province is absolutely looking at different midterm and long-term solutions. And we are certainly hoping that we can truly collaborate with the province on how they make those decisions in provision of care moving forward.
Appreciate the time. Thank you so very much for joining us this Monday afternoon. Anna DeMarco, physiotherapist and president of the Manitoba Physiotherapy Association. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.